to for her disrespectful tone and for daring to order her to do anything. She even put a hand to her snake-headed whip, where the five writhing, sentient serpents continued their eternal dance. She was surprised as she grasped the weapon, though, for even Kasothra, the most bloodthirsty of the serpents, warned her away from that course, and rare indeed was it for Kasothra to ever counsel anything but the lash.
"Hear her,"
purred Shiv, the advisor serpent.
"So Sumptu is devout,"
Ingoth agreed. With the council of the serpents, the matron mother realized that only a matter of great importance would ever coax such irreverence from her sister. After all, So Sumptu was much like Triel, their deceased older sister, reserved and quietly calculate. The matron mother straightened her robes out behind her and fell to her knees beside the first priestess, face down, arms extended in full surrender. She heard the screaming, shrieking actually, immediately, the discordant cacophony of demons and of Lady Loth herself, full of outrage and venom. Something was very much amiss, clearly. Quenthel tried to sort through the possibilities. Menzo Baranzon remained on edge, as did most of Toril, as the world continued its realignment after the end of the spell plague some 5 years previous. But the Drow city had fared well in that time, Quenthel believed. House Orlaren, third house of Menzo Baranzon, in league with House Bayenri, had established a strong foothold in the dwarven complex formerly known as Gontalgrim and soon to be known as Cuse Orlaren. The great and ancient forge, powered by nothing less than a primordial of fire, had blazed to life, and weapons of fine edge and mighty enchantment had begun to flow back to Menzo Baranzon. So secure did the new sister city seem that Matron Zira Zorlaren herself had begun to make preparations for her departure and had requested of Menzo Baranzon's ruling council that it approve the name of Cuse Orlaren for the new settlement and as the permanent abode for her powerful house. Replacing that house on the Council of Eight could prove messy, of course, as was always the case when those houses immediately below the top eight ranks saw a chance at ascendance. But Quenthel remained confident that she had those issues under control. Bregendierth, too, was thriving, with the resulting trade flowing in and out of Menzo Baranzon. Under the leadership of Kimuriel and Jarlaxle, the mercenaries had come to dominate the surface city of Luskin, and quietly, so as not to provoke the curiosity or ire of the lords of the surrounding kingdoms, particularly the powerful city of Waterdeep. The matron mother subtly shook her head. Menzo Baranzon was operating quite smoothly under her leadership. Perhaps these screams were prompted by something else. She tried to widen her focus beyond the reach of Menzo Baranzon's tentacles. But the sudden shriek in her head left no doubt that Lolf's anger this night was focused, and focused squarely on House Bayenri, or at least on Menzo Baranzon. After a long while of accepting the telepathic berating, Quenthel lifted herself up to a kneeling position and motioned for Sosumtu to do likewise. Her sister came up shaking her head, her expression as full of confusion as Quenthel's own.
"The source of Queen Loth's ire?"
Quenthel's fingers asked in the intricate Drow sign language. Sosumtu shook her head helplessly. Matron Mother Quenthel looked at the grand altar, its standing backdrop a gigantic, drider-like figure. Its eight spider legs were tucked in a squat, and it bore the head and torso of a female drow, the beautiful figure of Lady Loth herself. Quenthel closed her eyes and listened once more, then fell to the floor in supplication yet again. But the shrieks would not provide focus. Quenthel gradually came back to a kneeling position, no less confused or concerned. She crossed her arms over her chest and rocked slowly, seeking guidance. She put her hand on her sentient weapon, but the serpents remained silent, uncharacteristically so. At length, she lifted her hands and signed to her sister.
"Get you to Eric Tynaleth, and retrieve Mirinil."
"Sister?" Sosumtu dared to openly question. Erech Tynalith, the training academy for Drow priestesses, served as the greatest of the Drow academies, elevated on Tir Bresh above the School of Warriors, Melee Magvir, and Sorcerer, the school for promising young wizards. Quenthel shot Sosumtu a threatening glare.
I should retire to the fane of Corvel Sharess, Sosumtu's fingers flashed, referring to the great public cathedral of Menzo Baranzon,
one Sosumtu had been instrumental in creating, and in which she served as high priestess.
I only visited Chapel Bayenri so that I would not be tardy for evening prayers.
Her argument revealed to the matron mother that Sosumtu thought the issue bigger than House Bayenri, encompassing all of Menzo Baranzon. And perhaps that was true, but Quenthel was not about to take the chance of allowing her house to become vulnerable in any way.
No,
Quenthel's fingers flashed simply. She saw the disappointment on Sosumtu's face, and knew it was more a matter of the reason for the ordered diversion to Erech Tynalith than the delay in her return to her precious fane of Corvel Sharess. Sosumtu was no friend to Meriniel, Quenthel's eldest daughter, after all. Soon to graduate from Erech Tynalith, the whispers had already started concerning the expected struggle between Meriniel and Sosumtu over the title of First Priestess of House Bayenri, which was among the most coveted positions in the Drow city.
You will work with Meriniel,
Quenthel's hand signs explained, and aloud she added,
Summon a Yawklal in this temple. We will hear the call of Lady Lolf and will answer to her needs.
Up and down the chapel, the matron mother's words were met by rising eyes, even rising priestesses at the proclamation. Summoning a Yawklal was no minor thing, after all, and most in attendance had never seen one of Lolf's handmaidens. The matron mother watched the expressions being exchanged among the lessers, wide-eyed, full of apprehension, full of excitement.
Select half the priestesses of House Bayenri to witness the summoning, the matron mother instructed as she rose. Make them earn their place of witness.
She threw the train of her spidery gown out behind her and imperiously strode away, appearing the rock of confidence and strength. Inside, though, the matron mother's thoughts roiled, the shrieks of Lolf echoing in her mind. Somehow, someone had erred, and greatly so, and punishment from Lolf was never an easy sentence. Perhaps she should take part in the summoning, she thought, before quickly dismissing the idea. She was the matron mother of House Bayenri, after all, the unquestioned ruler of Lolf's city of Menzo Baranzon. She would not request the audience of a Yawklal, and would only accept the invitation of one, should it